our first presentation, as you can tell, we've got four people here from Department of Education and Communities, and they're going to be talking about introducing an EDRMS into an absolutely huge organisation. Quite sensibly, they've started with the HR records, which, if you know anything about education, HR records, that's just a mountain range of awfulness. So I think our first speaker is going to be Abdullah. So Abdullah Issa is the leader of Information and Records Management. Then I think we've got Michael Cordiero. Oh, I haven't pronounced that correctly, have I, Michael? Cordiero. That sounds better. Grant Mortimer. And Jodie Sale, who's been dragged up here because she's going to be the one making the computer and the slideshow work. And she thought she was escaping having to have any more input into it. So she's been the admin support coordinator for this project. So they're going to give you blow by blow and insights into how to work together for fun and profit and end up with a really good EDRMS, aren't you?
I hope so.
Good on you. Go for it, Abdullah.
Thank you so much. Morning, everyone. I will just go, this actually is three parts presentation. My part is to show you the overall achievement that we have done between the management, administration policy that Matilda looks after, the finance, ITD, and the third-party contractors. That's mine. Very quickly, happy to take questions. We go down to the level of our champions, and part of it you will hear more about the sponsors that they took that on further with their expertise in HR area as a high-risk area, and that is Michael Cordiero, who is the manager of HR with Grant and Jody. And that is a very important team for us, and we wish that we can see more of that in the departments, in different areas and different functionality, because to have them is a huge plus for us to move ahead with the EDRMS. Speak loud, okay? All right. Quickly, I'll give a background. What is EDRMS, which I'm sure most of you are aware of? Our strategy and implementation approach in the change management, which is a major challenge, and the expected infrastructure, if we do have IT, they will be sort of enjoying that part. Our current practice in information management is not sustainable in the department. We're over 100,000 plus staff members, between teachers and staff, and we're all across New South Wales. Our digital records in 2006 came to 22 terabytes. That's, of course, a huge. They expected that in 2012 we'll go up to 1.5 petabyte. I think we exceeded that already. For the paper records, we've got records either on-site and off-site. And off-site, most of them actually with the government storage area. We've got about 22 kilometres of paper records, which is huge. It's a big money spent, 600,000 a year. And across the department, we estimated in 2009 the cost could be about $6 million a year to store this information. So EDRMS quickly is a range of coordinated strategies and tools used to establish a more disciplined approach to information management to ensure the long-term effective use of limited resources, improve the service delivery, and meet compliance requirement. This is very important for us. And they are all basically coming in that form. The first one to establish state record compliance, this is the stick that we use all the time. It works with some areas, but not others. HR, of course, is very important. They have to comply. Security of information, especially when people start to think my email will be away from me from Outlook. The growth, which is ITD major issue, address the current information management practices. Everyone now started to move away from Outlook and they go into Facebook and Twitter, YouTube and so forth. And looking at what IT is actually moving ahead with their strategy, we need to complement that coming into with the EDRMS. So you really need to do a little bit of homework from your side. The high-risk business area, which sits here, it's very important for us for HR to capture the records and put it in a way that they can access it, secure it, maintain it, and the most important, as we all know, is to destroy it. And that is a major cost for us. So that's happening, and we did it as well with the legal, and 19 other sections in the department. This is only for our pilot area, which started in 2009. The maturity model, which is quite interesting, and I'm sure some of you already got something similar to that, where the level one, they're not using trim, they're creating records. Where do you have it? Excel sheet, and you hear all these things that you don't want to hear. And then you start to take them to the next level. You can say, look, we'll give you trim, and we're hoping that stay paper, but you can create your record. At least we've got this record captured somewhere for auditors, for ICAC, and so forth. And then this is the promise that at one stage they will be able to be fully controlling the records digitally across the department. For Michael and the team, they're actually in Blacktown. They've got Newcastle, Bathurst, and Wollongong. So anything about a teacher to sit from one machine to be able to see it in four places rather than send the files, the file is missing, actually it's in Wollongong, hasn't been signed, you've got a problem. And that's why they came in as well, what's in it for me? So it was major for HR to come into this. Community of excellence, which is us. This is our team, the community of excellence. We make sure that we are open-minded, we listen to everybody, we do the help on mapping process, which is a new thing that came to our area. We've never done it before, but now it's in our basket. We've got third-party contractors that they help us as well in that process. So it's actually a major exercise for the establishing that center of excellence. And, of course, the community out there, which is very important for us. And we need to have a look at their business practices, and we need to back up their champions and smart users as well, and develop the marketing and communication that needs to go every now and then, and Matilda with her emails to both levels, senior management and anyone under that, has to be done on a regular basis. Feedback needs to be documented and followed up as well. This, actually, I'll go quickly over it from this map. The project milestone, we started, as I said, in 2009 with the treasury business case, and then initiation stage, and this is the development stage where we started to work the policy and procedure for EDRMS, and then after that, the pilot, which about 19 areas, including institute, regions, areas of high risk that give our FOI used to be, and legal, and EPAC, so there are areas around the department. And they are actually coming from different backgrounds, different sizes. HR is huge, and FOI is small. Sensitive records, public records, in the regions and in the metropolitan area. So we can see from the technicality side how that actually would work. We did have an extension with our money to next year, and the final review hopefully will be in 2013, actually what happened. So the implementation here will keep going. We are growing fast. Our team, we've got two people involved in at least 2 days a week in training, and we've got subcontractors to do more training. That's the uptake, and that, of course, requires a sound system and a sound help desk and documentation. The architect and infrastructure, we spent 4 months with ITAD, but we did come up with the infrastructure that we would like to see, expanding the e-store and upgrading the servers. And that actually happened, and we upgraded trim. The governance and the communication all went well. We had some problems, but you always expect that in a way, and you've got to work with it. Matilda's got a smile because most of the time she's the one that she has to talk to the senior management of that project, PCG, and the training isn't ongoing. It's just training and training and training. I think we'll see more of that in 2013. The sponsors are very important. We actually have sponsored about 20 of them that we send and update them all the time. We make them feel important. We make sure when we do upgrade, they are the first to know. If there is anything happened to the product, they are the first to know. The disposal authority that happened in September, they are the first to know. They need to be aware of what's happening. Nomination of champions and reps to basically uptake, and the sponsor for us, which is the senior management sometimes it's really good to have asset management as a new uptake, which is equivalent to HR, and we're going all across the department at the moment with asset management. Asset management looks after every building. We have 2,200 schools, and anything that happens in them, 10 institutes, colleges and campuses, everything happens with them. Where are these records at the moment? Don't ask me. But we're hoping that we are going to capture that. We are going to bring them, and they are actually there. We have a sponsor from them. They are very happy to move ahead with the digital because of the fact that they are all over the place. So there is some sort of information sharing here coming up. This basically to show you who did what. Our admin policy started the project management and delivery. The closure will do that as well. The training will be us plus the business area. Like this area here, which is an example for us. They actually trained them. We give them everything that we could, and they took it and they put their flavor onto it. And then they started to run the training. This is the model that we would like to see, and that works for us and for them. But we still give them the help desk and anything that they need. So that's the user training, documentation, all on the website. That's our effort and third party provider as well, and the business areas they would like to see their own on this. Help desk, that's us. The license, it's us as well. The maintenance between us and third party that we work with. The upgrade is quite interesting. Everybody gets involved in the upgrade, and that is a major uptake for us, and it can take up to a year. Small organization can be only a couple of months. Change management, again, is a very important, and it's all across the community of practice between ourselves and the third-party providers. We look after that, and the infrastructure between ITB, ourselves, and the third party. This is another laying of high-level project timeline, and we're basically here in extension stage. And I'll just go quickly over this. The growth is happening, and we think that by 2014-15, we'll start to see the digital records in e-store started to go down because of the disposal. So it's going to be a high capture of electronic records up to 14-15, and we're hoping with the disposal, and this is another, if you like, skills that we need to bring in into the area of EDRMS. How do we actually monitor? It's easy to go to the compactors and cupboards, but now it's actually electronic. So we need to make sure that things are kept only for as long as we need it. The myth of cheap storage doesn't exist. The funding is coming all the way to 2013, I hope, and the storage grad will increase. This is with IT. We need to make sure that we've got 25% free of the draft space, so we don't have any issues when the end users come in and use the product, and the disposal should kick in, as I said, in 2014-15. We're hoping that this will reflect on your Outlook and the shared drives and the sort of traffic that's happening there. And the network, of course, will have a major impact at the beginning, but it will gradually go down. There is future expansion here with ITD. We've already put that in the plan. And the software always to be upgraded whenever is needed. So we're looking at 7.2 at the moment. And this is just to show you the plan as to we are going to grow, and 14-15 it's going to go into disposal mode and destruction of record. This is basically what I have for my presentation. And I would like to welcome Michael, who is one of the most valuable HR managers, I can say, that I've ever met. And the reason for that, because he's open-minded and he managed to take this initiative and, of course, work with it. Michael.
Good morning. I'm the manager of support staffing services. And our directorate was involved in one of the many pilots that Abdullah spoke about that have occurred across the department. I would like to just give you a brief overview of our pilot project and some of the challenges that we have faced. Then Grant Mortimer, our records coordinator, will present developments that he has made using the scanning software Trapeze, which has been pivotal to the success of our pilot. Before I can successfully do this, I need to give you a very brief overview of our directorate's responsibilities. Human Resource Directorate is responsible for operational human resource services for staff in the department, with a focus on the school sector. The major functions include staffing of New South Wales public schools, management of salary leave and other benefits, provision of advice to staff in relation to entitlements, workforce planning and development of human resource plans and programs. The department has approximately 50,000 permanent school teachers, 30,000 casual school teachers, 11,000 school administrative support staff, and 5,000 staff in state offices and regions. It is fairly clear from this that the management of personnel information is very significant, and the sheer volume makes the risk factors around records very high if not managed correctly. In fact, 30% of DEC records are human resource records. My role is to ensure, in collaboration with senior managers, that all directorate and financial and administrative activities are in line with legislative and departmental policies. While I am not a records management expert, I do have carriage of records management as part of my role. And one task I was asked to undertake was to look at records management and to see how it could be streamlined across the whole of the directorate. In 2008, a five-year records management plan was approved by HR senior managers. The objectives were to develop a standard human resource directorate approach to records management, review current records management practices, streamline workflow, and review of files and paperwork stored at GRR, and research new technologies. Even though the department has developed and introduced major systems that will reduce paper and have records in digital form to ensure compliance with state records EDRMS requirements, it has also been identified in the management plan that there was a need for an internal interim initiative for our directorate to transition from current paper-based record practices to digital, hence the decision to embark on this particular project. The conditions for this project was that it needed to be done using existing personnel resources within the small admin support team, and that funding would be modest. With this mandate, we were able to come to do some market research to identify possible electronic solutions that could assist with this transition. But after an extensive search, we found that most providers and solutions were totally out of our budget range. Finally, we found affordable, suitable software that met our requirements. That software was Trapeze. We felt we could, with some internal customisation, develop a practical homegrown solution specific for our business requirements. The significant advantage that Trapeze had over other competitors, apart from price, was that the company who developed Trapeze also developed the search engine for Trim. From our point of view, this was a great advantage as we could be assured that there would be no compatibility issues. The HR Budget Committee approved a project budget of $80,000 to enable the purchase of 8 flatbed scanners and 8 Trapeze software licences. The plan was that we would start small, testing within one unit to make sure the solution worked successfully, and then we would gradually expand the project to other units across Blacktown State Office, and then to other sites of HR. Before we could commence the project, we needed to look at the staffing resources and accommodation. The pilot needed to be done with existing staff, so the role of officers needed to be realigned. Grant Mortimer was released from his traditional records coordinator role so that he could concentrate on research and development using the software, and develop forms and templates and other efficient and effective methods to convert traditional paper-based documents into digital Trim records. Jody Sale, our support coordinator, took on the role of managing the day-to-day records and working with Grant and Business Reform to run training on EDRMS and use of Trapeze software. Other staff in the unit were also asked to take on extra duties to support the project. The accommodation of the admin support office was adjusted. 3 desks were assigned specifically for scanning and research and development testing. Over time, the unit has become a centre of excellence and an advisory service for the rest of the Directorate on digitisation and records innovation. So the big question was where to start. A conscious decision was made not to back capture records as the quantities were too large. It would be a waste of resources and reduce the ability to develop further innovation. At the time, 15,000 new personnel files were created in the recruitment unit each year. So in 2009, the decision was made to commence the project there. This meant that any new files created would be digital and remain digital for the life of that file. By doing this very large volume of personnel files, we were able to convert paper-based documents into digitised documents. And by drawing the line in the sand, digital record keeping commenced for potentially 15,000 new teachers. This meant that all paper-based applications and source documents such as transcripts, birth and marriage certificates would need to be scanned using Trapeze. When these teachers were ready to be appointed to a school, processing responsibility is transferred from the recruitment unit to the staffing unit. Again, any paperwork associated with staffing unit actions are required to be scanned into TRIM so the file remains digital. Then once a teacher with a digital file is appointed to a school, the file is used by the Employee Services Centre at Wollongong and Newcastle. Therefore, any paper documents that are generated by this process are scanned into TRIM using Trapeze. So the rollout of the scanning process has a natural progression, and the scanning software was introduced into each of these areas to enable the files to stay digital. There were other initiatives that the team worked on to introduce scanning outside this process, but this pathway from recruitment unit to staffing unit to the Employee Services Centre has had the most significant impact on the way staff conduct their work. The challenge with this type of rollout was to make sure the next unit in the chain was fully trained in scanning with Trapeze prior to processing documents. The biggest challenge was that staff in each area used to file documents on physical files at the end of the process. But with this change to digital, documents needed to be scanned promptly into TRIM. This was an area of biggest resistance and needed a cultural shift. Again, a great deal of effort and consideration was taken into managing the human side of the pilot. This has been a key driver to the project's success. You can have the best systems in the world, but ultimately it comes down to staff embracing the changes and running with them willingly. In hindsight, the success of our project is due to a strong project team with a passion for excellence and continuous improvement and willingness to explore new possibilities. A systematic, measured rollout, one area at a time, providing the ability to refine and improve the processes as required. Fully testing the software and creation of customised technical solutions. Automation of forms and templates, reducing data entry needs as much as possible, therefore reducing the risk of human error. Conducting a needs analysis, ensuring the technical and record keeping solutions are accurate and consistent and aligned to business practices. Actively implementing change management initiatives with strong communication and cooperation at all levels of the organisation. Planned quality assurance checks, reviews and continual improvement responses from the start, which enable process refinement, picking up problems quickly and rectifying them immediately. The rollout did not happen until the area was deemed ready and timelines were agreed to by all parties. Senior HR management, as well as staff at all levels, were engaged in the process, giving a greater understanding of the importance of good record keeping. The benefits of the digitisation process are appreciated more over time as staff can access digital personal records and files on their desktop. Staff now acknowledge they are responsible for managing their own records promptly and accurately, whereas in the past they have considered it to be a peripheral task that can be done later. Having developed a homegrown product, staff are empowered to suggest ways that the processes can be streamlined and improved further, and the unit has the ability to make those changes quickly. The rigour applied to the titling in the digitisation project has meant human resource management staff are beginning to apply more rigorous titling to other digital records. Record staff now have a higher profile, a positive learning environment and considerably better skills and experience, so they too are feeling more empowered. The pilot is still continuing and there's so much more that we can do. But it's been a great learning curve for all of us, and we've had some really big challenges, but we've overcome them with persistence. Grant now will talk about that.
Hi everyone. Okay, I'm going to talk about the scanning element. Okay, so when we first started, we came with some objectives of how we wanted to start the scanning project off. Okay, so we wanted to make the scanning process as simple as possible. We wanted to reduce the need for human intervention wherever possible, because when humans come involved, errors happen. Pre-populate the document title and any other metadata from the scanning template or form. Utilise and reuse any existing data wherever possible. Utilise any existing forms wherever possible and update them with minimal scanning requirements. Okay, and also ensure the scanning process didn't create any extra additional work for staff. Okay, so we end up using the Trapeze capture software. Okay, so Trapeze is a batch capture scanning solution. It's fully integrated with Trim. It looks a bit like Trim and it's very easy to use. It's only about 2 clicks to activate the scan. And we have a minimum of 2 development releases each year. That's a guarantee. Some of the features include, but not all of them are, document profiling, OCRing, including drag dropping, rotating pages, moving, deleting, splitting documents, the ability to save and scan for later, validating Trim data before it's sent and created in Trim, multifunctional device compatibility also. The support, it's old-fashioned customer support because they're only a little tiny company. They listen to the customer about product enhancements and provide them as a normal product update, so you're not paying a fortune every time you need changes. Okay, so one of the problems of once we started is because we had a lot of files which were digital files only and kept digital, and people and some of the staff and records need to know in the future when people were requesting files, is it a real file or not? Okay, so what we've done is we've clearly identified the users which files were digital and which ones were physical. So we came up with this solution here which we have in Trim, so we can clearly identify which file is which. Okay, so as you can see, we've got 3 different categories to simplify it. We've got digital files only, no physical file. Okay, we've got the physical file, which is a normal traditional file. Then we've got a mixture file where we've got the old file but we need to put digital content onto it. So that's what we call our physical digital file. Okay, with the forms and templates. Okay, the creation of forms and templates for automating population of the document titles is one of the key successes of the scanning project. And the approach adopted when we're using old forms, scanning forms, was to integrate the required scanning fields into existing forms where possible by slightly changing the form. This way we could integrate in the form without upsetting the area too much and still achieve what we want. And didn't have much of a change, so they're quite happy. The main challenge is when creating new forms or using existing forms was to understand how particular fonts react to the OCRing. Using uppercase fonts where possible to reduce scanning errors. Using barcodes where possible as a higher accuracy. Utilise the existing form data as much as possible because it's already there. If the data exists, reuse it and ensure a process was created where we do not re-enter data. We don't want to create duplication. Reduce the labour in creating and completing the forms, so we automate the forms as much as possible, make things easier for drop-downs and pre-population if possible. Ensure the form templates are simple to complete and understand. We lock the forms and create data validation where possible to ensure consistent quality, save errors, save people fiddling with them and changing them. Understand of how the forms will print out on different printers and printer drivers. Provide enough space around the terms being extracted where it's being OCR'd. Template version control and security are big problems. Creating the form with the printer gutter and or printer float in mind. I don't know exactly what a template called turn for this one is, I'll call it printer float. Okay. Okay, a lot of unexpected challenges and problems came along the way. Okay, some of them were the skip blank page not working due to bleed through or say stamps, but bleed through and come the other side. Skip leg plates not working due to dirty scanners, so they regularly need cleaning, especially the volumes within scanning. Superseded scanning models that created problems. Let's see, a model of scanner we had at one stage didn't recognise one colour nor delete it. So it was a coloured page. It was we've actually found a solution, got rid of that colour altogether, expanded the department. So we could photocopy it and scan it, but we found one model could scan it for the next model up, the later model, which meant to be the better model, actually didn't see it. Okay, dirty scanners creating definition problems. Okay, because can't see correctly. The slash character being misinterpreted with OCRing. All our file numbers have slash numbers, so that was a big problem that overcame that problem. Templates and documents printing differently on different printers, even if it's the same document. If you print it on a different printer, a different brand of printer, will print out differently, some smaller, some larger, which throws all the real estate out on the form. Okay, also issues with the 32-bit and 64-bit drivers printing differently, even if it's the same printer. Different drivers that print differently, so found out. 64-bit scanner drivers crashing, found out when all trying to make it compliant. Other problems they had were computers crashing, and that was also due to computer processing power and memory requirements because they're really pushing it to its limits. Staff loading documents into the scanner tray incorrectly. We have some scanners that move over the tray, so it puts it off. Staff not paying attention using incorrect document definition. So document definitions are the instruction of what it's going to do for that particular document. So the scanner knows how to process it. Incorrect character fonts being used. That was a big one, sorting out which fonts interpret best at OCRing. Post-it notes and staples. The scanners hate staples. It creates big problems. And then once staples have been first, some people go a bit nuts and put 500 staples in one document. And it creates burrs afterwards. It creates follow-on problems like jamming and taking six pages for at once. And staples are nasty. We had some, like our Wollongong State office, straight away they banned staples from the office, so they don't have any staples anymore. So they're gone. Okay, so also creating scannable barcodes that work in forms and print correctly. Some will work, but won't print correctly and work. Creating barcodes that convert for virtual scanning. Setting up Trapeze's server version while also retaining each section's computer automation. That was a tricky one. Separation sheets not working due to overuse. Over time, when I keep getting scanned, this is to tell it when the next document is, or this is one part of press use. They get a bit corrugated, like corrugated iron, and then the barcode doesn't work anymore and just skips it and joins it all as one document. Okay. All right, scanning computers are automated to ensure predetermined settings are loaded and locked each time the user logs in. Okay, this ensures consistency, quality, and prevents user fiddling with settings or using incorrect definitions. By doing this, scanning officers only are granted access only to the scanning definitions related to the area. So as we have, I think we've got about 300 different definitions. If you're on one area, you may only see your six definitions. If you're on another area, you may only have two, six, ten, depending on what you need. Okay, some settings and automation included scanning driver setting up, the DPI and the colour settings. We actually scan everything in colour. Document definition settings, the Trapeze database selection, the document type created in trim, Trapeze compression settings, so that's the compression of how big the document's going to be once it lands in the trim. Trapeze screen layout, so everyone's got the same layout on the screen, consistency. Checking trim manager fields before it's sent, so that way we can make sure that people aren't missing particular fields which we want in there, so we can force consistency. And computer icon creation. Okay, so support. The document scanning project started in Blackton State Office and has been extended to Wollongong, Newcastle, and our HR. It's very slow. We just started on our HR area there. So Blackton State Office Records provides support, guidance and training to all state officers using the Trapeze scanning system. Provides remote control, help desk support and software updates, because we can't keep running to Newcastle for a long, long time, so we used to do it from the computer in Blacktown, update them and fix the problems in there. Create and test new document definitions, so we do all this before they're released out to the other areas. Create and test new scanning forms and templates, create and test new developments and ideas. Okay, as you'll see here, we see the graph of how when we started in 2008, we only scanned 569 documents. Now, keep in mind, some of these documents, some are only from one page to two pages, and some we have up to 200 pages in the document, are quite lengthy. In 2009, we got 8,410. Then in 2010, we 33,849. And last year, 65,020. This has been growing because we had other areas come in, Wollongong and payroll, and now we've got actually Newcastle in there, so it's actually more now. And also we had better developments and better way of automating. So when it scans, it pre-populates the data. All the scanning officer is doing is actually verifying the data and checking it's correct, checking the image and sending it through. They're not sitting there keying the information out all day. That's the system we try to make, and it's working quite well. Also automated into online forms, so some of the forms where our teachers type out, they actually type the data out for us without even realising that's put in there for us. Comes back in and we use it to scan with, so it saves us work. Okay, and current and future projects. Okay, so we're completing our back scanning of a teacher appointment notices. Okay, because that's part of our document which keeps our files for 75 years, so it's an important document to us. Instead of sending up to JRR, we've got boxes there, so we're scanning them instead. And also file attachments, whatever got attached. Okay, expanding and training virtual scanning of mail merge letters to trim via trapeze. This is a new thing which we started doing. We're actually doing virtual scanning where there's no paper at all. So, for example, we'll have mail merges. We can send the mail merge to trapeze. We'll individually title each individual letter from the mail merge. We can verify it and then send it through to trim. So we can have individual letters instead of having to do batches. So it's just having to print it off and then scan it back in, which we used to traditionally do. Virtual scanning of online forms, because the same thing can be applied for that, web-based forms. So we just started with that sort of thing now. Expanding the scanning project to other areas which are appropriate and DEC. Automatic definition solution, so that's being something which I'm asked for with software company in the process of writing. So there might be select the definition in the future, hopefully very soon, in the next couple of months. Better shove the mail in to the scanner, and it will know from the document which definition to apply, which instructions, or scan it automatically, and you just verify it and send it to trim. Okay, and scanning and other database linking, so looking at reusing the data what's already obtained instead of reusing it. Yeah, we do regular audits. We do quality control checks. We had a lot of, in the very beginning, it's when most of the errors happened. And what we've done is when we found errors, we actually changed the system or changed forms or training to make sure it never happened again. So we've done quite a lot of changes for the whole, and we've done a lot of system changes. That's why it's set up in such a way that the user doesn't have to do very much at all. And what happens is I do regular checks of each day what's scanned, see everything that's scanned, do random checks and check them for titling, check them for how it's been scanned. Also, when we introduce them to any new system or any new area, what we do is we hang on to all the originals for at least a year, and then we have staff which go back and vigorously check a whole lot of the boxes what have been scanned, not every single one, but a large sample, and we get an idea of what sort of problems that happen and develop, and if there is, then we go back and fix them or develop ways to make sure it never happens again. In the beginning, it wasn't very good. I have to admit, we had a lot of issues and problems and teething problems. We actually started off with another software first, which was a freebie one. It wasn't that good. It was a lot of manual work by the staff itself for titling and things like that, and that's what created all the problems. And once we took that away from them, and the system done most of the work for them, the errors just drop right off. So our errors are very minimal at all. That's why we had to spend a lot of time with fonts and so on to make sure that's scanned correctly, because OCRing isn't perfect. We use barcodes where it's possible. Lock forms, so people can't change things and move things around, because when there's a problem or something starts up, you've got to try to figure out in an instant, not like a week later, is it the scanner stuffing up, is it the software, is it the computer, the user, or the form? So now I'm at the stage where I can go straight down to an error, there's a problem, and go bang, yep, that's the problem, and figure it out from the symptoms of what the problem is. Because there's quite a lot of problems can go wrong.